Thank you for tuning in to the Bethel Podcast. At Bethel, we're all about relationship. So if you're in the Phoenix area, we'd like to invite you to one of our services. Please visit BethelChandler.com for more information. Now stay tuned for a message from Pastor Mike Gowans.
Hallelujah. Today we begin a new series called Greater Breakthrough. For the next seven weeks, we are going on a journey together because we believe God's word for us that has already begun is that there is greater breakthrough in 2021. Amen? So who's ready for some breakthrough? Today's message is entitled, Make a Decision. Make a Decision. And I'm so glad for all of you who are joining us online as well. If you have your Bibles, turn to Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. This is one of the scriptures the Lord had given us for this series. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, say proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Say, I won't give up. Come on, say it again. I won't give up. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, God, for your word, for your promises. God, we thank you. You are the God of seed time and harvest. Lord, you've released, Lord, this law, Lord, into the earth. Father, you have given us so many promises, and they were fulfilled, and we have access to those promises through your Son, Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, the Messiah. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would prepare our hearts and our minds to receive your instruction, your words today, that we would receive hope and grow in our faith today as we spend time in your word. Holy Spirit, help me preach your word boldly today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Make a decision. Exclamation point. Make a decision. The Bible is full of people who made decisions. Joshua, in a time of transition. Moses had died. You know, when you sense death in your life, or when something is dying, it's in that moment you got to make a decision. It's in that moment that you've got to make a decision that you will not quit, that you will not give up. You've got to make a decision to say, like Joshua, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And the question is, what will you do? Joshua says, choose this day whom you will serve. Choose this day who you will trust. Choose this day who you will believe in. Church, we got to make a decision. You want to see breakthrough in 2021. If you want to see greater breakthrough, you got to make a decision. You got to make a decision. Who are you going to serve? Who are you going to surrender to? Who are you going to believe in? Right. What are you going to believe? In John chapter 5, we're going to read a story about Jesus and a crippled man and a decision this crippled man had before him. See, we all have been given the incredible privilege to decide. I mean, this is what separates us. This is what being created in His image entails, that we are people who can make decisions. Many times, not good ones, but we have the power to make decisions. And there are times that other people's decisions encroach on us and our lives. But it never, never takes our ultimate decision away. Nobody can steal that from you. Nobody can steal your power to decide. You have a choice. You always have a choice. We have a choice in this upcoming election, don't we? Do we? I'm not sure. We do. Now here's the choice that we have as we've surrendered to God and to Jesus, is that we gave up our choice. We surrendered our choice. So if you're a son or daughter of God, you have given that choice up to Him. But every day we wake up. Every day we make up to decisions, to choices. Will we surrender again and let Him be in charge of our choices? Or will we take back our lives? And can we not remember where that got us? Are we that short-minded to wake up and short-sighted to wake up and say, Jesus, I'd like the wheel back? How's that working for you? It's only as we came by the grace of God to this moment that, you know what? My choices, my decisions haven't produced peace in my life. My decisions and driving my life haven't produced purpose. See, apart from God, apart from surrendering to Him, you have no purpose. Real purpose is only found in Him. You and I were predestined in Christ to do great things. And what's amazing is once you make the decision to give up your life, it's in that moment that you get eternal life. You get real life. You must lose. You must die. And then you really start breathing. You really start living. Amen? Amen. John chapter 5. 5 is the number for grace in the Bible. Just wanted to point that out as we read this story. You might find some grace in here. John chapter 5, the Passion Translation. I'm going to read out of, "Then Jesus returned to Jerusalem to observe one of the Jewish holidays. Inside the city near the Sheep Gate, there is a pool called, in Aramaic, the House of Loving Kindness." What a great name. The House of Loving Kindness. "And this pool is surrounded by 5 covered porches. Hundreds of sick people were lying there on porches. The paralyzed, the blind, and the crippled, all of them waiting for their healing. For an angel of God would periodically descend into the pool to stir the waters. And the first one who stepped into the pool after the waters swirled would instantly be healed. Now there was a man who had been disabled for 38 years. 38 years lying among the multitude of the sick. When Jesus saw him lying there, he knew that the man had been crippled for a long time. So Jesus said to him, 'Do you truly long to be healed?'" Jesus asked this question, "Do you truly long to be healed?" Let me ask this question. Do you truly want breakthrough? Do you really want breakthrough? Come on. Let's keep it real. Come on, let's keep it real. Do you really, do you truly want breakthrough? This is the question Jesus asked this crippled. I believe this is the question Jesus is asking us today. Do you truly long for breakthrough? The sick man answered him, Sir, there's no way I can get healed, for I have no one who will lower me into the water. When the angel comes, as soon as I try to crawl to the edge of the pool, someone else jumps in ahead of me. Then Jesus said to him, Stand up, pick up your sleeping mat, and you will walk. Immediately he stood up and he was healed. So he rolled up his mat and walked again. Now this miracle took place on the Jewish Sabbath. When the Jewish leaders saw the man walking along carrying his sleeping mat, they objected and said, What are you doing carrying that? Don't you know it's the Sabbath? It's not lawful for you to carry things on the Sabbath. He answered them, The man who healed me told me to pick it up and walk. What man? They asked him, Who was this man who ordered you to carry something on the Sabbath? But the healed man couldn't give them an answer, for he did not yet know who it was, since Jesus had already slipped away into the crowd. A short time later, Jesus found the man at the temple and said to him, Look at you now. Look at you now. You're healed. Walk away from your sin so that nothing worse will happen to you. Then the man went to the Jewish leaders who informed them, It was Jesus who healed him. So from that day forward, the Jewish leaders began to persecute Jesus because of the things he did on the Sabbath. What do you want? What are you believing for? What has God told you? What dreams do you have in your heart? See, it's never too late. 38 years of hoping this might be the day. 38 years crippled. See, breakthrough is about suddenlies. It's about suddenlies, but interesting thing about it, it's not suddenly. 38 years. See, there was mercy in the water. And when the waters were stirred up by an angel, the first one in got healed. Where did that begin? And why only the first? My opinion? Wrong belief, wrong understanding happened maybe from the first time. Who put the limit on only one? That only one could be healed. I mean, did you hear? I mean, he doesn't answer Jesus' question. Jesus didn't say, why haven't you been healed? So many times, we have so many excuses why, don't we? We're not getting breakthrough. But here's the good news about the gospel. Jesus came and he removed every excuse. That's the good news. The power of the cross, he defeated every excuse on the cross. He tore the veil in two when he said it is finished. See, many had this idea, supposedly, of this scarcity mindset. When I see somebody else getting something, suddenly there's not enough for me. There's not enough for me. See, this is what keeps a lot of people. When you hear a testimony like Mark, and when you hear a testimony like Don, you are like, well, yeah, God does that for some people, but not me. Why not? God's not a respecter of persons. They're no more righteous than you if you have Jesus. If God did it for them, he'll do it for you. This is why we testify to the breakthroughs. It's interesting, as Jesus said, get up and walk, take your mat. Why? Why take your mat? Because he wanted him to testify. See, so many times we hide our past. We hide those things that we could be ashamed of, but yet Where's your mat?
That's really, really good.
Where's your mat?
I love it.
See, your mat is a redeemed issue, a redeemed hurt, a redeemed obstacle. It's your testimony. You know, what's interesting about the resurrected Jesus, when he appeared to the disciples the day he resurrected, that evening, the disciples asked him something to prove it was him. Because somehow his resurrected body, they were unsure, is this Jesus? Is this really you? Because we just saw what happened to you. We saw what you looked like when you went into the grave, and you look nothing like that. What was the proof? The proof was the wounds, the scars. Church, what are your scars? Don't hide them. They're your testimony. They're your testimony for others to believe. See, he's the healer. He's the redeemer. He's the God of breakthrough. And as you testify to past breakthroughs, what you're saying is he can do it for you and he can do it for me again. Amen. From glory to glory, greater breakthrough. We have seen some breakthrough, but we've also seen some dreams unfulfilled this year. But let me say this, as Julia several weeks ago said, do not make your understanding, let me say this, do not make your timing an idol. Don't make your time and your schedule an idol for God and be discouraged. The father of our faith, he had to stand against all hope. He had to take a stand. Many years. I mean, Noah, I mean, how many years did he have to stand before the heavens broke open and rain came to the earth? What are you believing for? What do you want? What is your mat today? Is it your finances? Your marriage? Your health? Anxiety? I mean, unforgiveness. What is your mat today? What are you believing for? Don't quit. We're not quitters. We're more than conquerors. That's who we are. Don't quit. The only way a dream or a vision fails is you quit. But today is the decision. So today you have a decision to not quit. I like this. Several years ago, my wife was battling just quitting in certain areas of her life. And she'd wake up and she'd say, "Devil, today's not the day I quit." So when you're feeling like or thinking like quitting, submit to God, resist the devil, and then tell him, right, "Devil, today's not the day I quit. In fact, devil, get under my feet. Get under my feet." Yes. Amen. Now, if you're joining us or you're here new, you might be going, "Oh, come on, pastor. You're not one of those kind of pastors that believes there's a devil behind every bush, are you?" No, I'm not. I believe there's 1,000 devils behind every bush. Amen? Amen? So, today, what I'd like to do is give you 7 decisions that will ensure your breakthrough. 7 decisions that will determine your breakthrough. Now, there are many other decisions that we make. I mean, our life is full of all kinds of decisions. I mean, today you had a decision to come to the 8:30 or 8:15, 9:45 or 11:30 service. You had a decision to watch online. You had a decision to watch later on demand. You had a decision whether you were going to honor God and honor the Sabbath. You had a decision whether you wanted to hear from God. You had a decision to put God first in the first day of the week. You had a decision. And obviously all of you are here and that are watching, you decided wisely to put God first. But I think these seven decisions will help us determine your breakthrough, because today we're preparing. We're preparing for our breakthrough. We got 21 days until our 21-day prayer and devotional that we're going to do together as a church. The Lord spoke to us, and we decided, as He spoke, that 2021 is going to be a year of greater breakthrough. And we are going to see breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough in our church and in our lives. That doesn't mean it's going to be easy. No. Actually, the opposite. We were going to have to fight the good fight of faith. But we have 21 days from today until November 1st where we are going to start a journey together, a devotional. And we're going to ask you and we're going to invite you on that journey with us as we press into God together as a body, unified every day. A devotional ready to seek God together. Every day, a video devotional that you can watch as well. You'll be challenged to fast and pray during these 21 days. We saw a great breakthrough, which we'll get to today and later in our series. Daniel prayed and fasted for 21 days until he got the answer, until he got the breakthrough. There are giants, there are principalities and powers. Paul says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. There are giants, there are devils that have been assigned to you from hell to keep you from breakthrough. In the story of Daniel, he's praying and fasting. God answers him. He sends Gabriel, the archangel, with the answer. But Gabriel had to call for Michael because the prince of Persia was resisting him. There was a resistance from Gabriel to come. Now here's the good news. What Jesus said, greatest is he in the kingdom. Greatest is man born in the kingdom than the greatest man ever born of woman, which was John. God put heaven in our hearts. God gave us the Holy Spirit. So we have access to Him. There's still a battle, for sure. For sure, but He's with us. Decision number one. Repent and believe. Repent and believe. You know, for years I thought repenting was an action of changing my behavior. But repentance is a change of thinking. It's a change of believing. And the reason decision number one sounds like two decisions is because it's really one coin with two sides. See, when you repent, you're letting go of one thing, but you have to grab hold of another. See, you don't just let go. Like, you know, if you're, you know, on a trapeze, right? And you're swinging, you know, to let go. That's dangerous. Unless you know what you're grabbing hold of. So we're repenting, letting go of wrong thinking and unbelief, only to grab hold of the truth. Amen? So decision number one, repent and believe. Repent and believe. James chapter 1 says this, a double-minded man or woman is unstable in all they do. They shouldn't expect to receive anything from God. Make a decision. Who will you believe? What will you believe today? Who will you follow? Who is Lord of your life? Who have you surrendered to? Every day, we have the privilege and the honor to make a decision who's going to be number one. Yes. And that decision's got to be made. We make all kinds of decisions. But the most important decision that you make every day, you renew your commitment to say, Jesus, you're number one. Many, many years ago, I made a decision. When I wake up, I'm going to say, good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And before I go to bed, I make decisions. Before I make decisions, I've already decided. For I have decided to follow Jesus. When I go to bed at night, I've decided that when I wake up, I'm going to follow Jesus. Decisions are powerful. Decisions are seeds. Decisions direct our life. They set our course. Decision number two. Obey. 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 Fulfill your assignment. Fulfill the assignment that God has for you today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Be faithful with the assignment that He has for you today. As you're faithful with today's assignment, today might be the day for breakthrough. You just don't know. But your disobedience to the assignment may delay the breakthrough. Decision number two, obey. Obey. Obey the word. Obey Him. Obey what He says. Do what He says. His plans, His purposes for you, Jeremiah 29:11, are to give you a great hope and a future. God's boundary lines, His boundary lines have fallen in pleasant places for you and I. He's good. You can trust Him. He has good things in store for us. Decision number three, honor. Can't shake this. Life message. Take hold of it. Be a person. Be a man or woman of honor. Value. Value people. Consider weighty what God says. Value others. Okay, you want grace released in your life? Humble yourself. Consider others better than yourself. Consider others better than yourself. And you will receive grace. For God gives grace to the humble. Yes, amen. Honor God. Worship Him. Get in the Word. Honor your relationships. Honor people. Honor gives you access. Honor gives you access. Make a decision. I will be a person of honor. Regardless of the dishonor that's coming my way, no matter what dishonor is coming my way, I will make a decision to honor. You know, all of the Ten Commandments are commandments of honor. All of them. The first four are honoring God. The next six are honoring one another, starting with a promise. Promise. There's a promise connected to it. Decision number four. Pursue. Pursue. Pursue God. Pursue a mentor. Let me pause here for a moment. Find somebody who has breakthrough in the area of your life that you want breakthrough. find a mentor. One of the ways I'm going to finish strong is for sure by the grace of God. I mean, by the grace of God. Can I say it again? By the grace of God, I'm going to finish strong. But that grace has led me, Jesus has led me to pursue people who have breakthrough in areas that I desire breakthrough, that I'm wanting breakthrough in. Finding mentors who have a great marriage. Finding a mentor who has great finances. Finding a mentor who's fill in the blank. Find a mentor. Then what, Pastor? Then ask. You have not because you ask not. Man, if you humble yourself and just you honor them and you recognize the difference. See, honor is about recognizing the difference in people. It's the difference. You recognize the victory in their life and you go, man, you're a mighty man of valor. You seem to live a fearless life. And you honor that. That person will give you access into their life. Yes, you have to ask, but it's the same way we enter his gates with thanksgiving, enter his courts with praise. Man, when you honor, I'm not talking about flatter. I mean, when you sincerely believe something about somebody, which obviously if you're looking for them to mentor, you really believe it. You honor them, you get access. And what if they say no? Well, you won't know until you ask. And if they do say no, it's okay. Some will, some won't. So what? Somebody's waiting to mentor you. Are you going to stop after the first knock? These small things, these small decisions I'm talking about today, open big doors. If you go look at that 8.5-foot door over there, there are these little hinges this big. These little hinges swing that big door. What I'm talking to you today, you might go, these are small things. Oh yeah, they are small things. They are small decisions that open big doors. You got the old school Bible out. You flip those pages. Those are hinges to big doors opening. Come on. Next week, next Sunday, one of my mentors, man of God, one of the three founders of Every Nation Ministry, is going to be with us here in person. He's going to be with us. And he's going to talk about the scriptures and breaking through the scriptures. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. But why is he a mentor? Why has he spoken into my life? Because every time I pick up the phone to call him, I go, Apostle Phil Benesso, man of faith and greatness and beautiful family and great power and strength. And he's like 5'4". But you know... because I see something on the inside. Who doesn't want somebody around like that? Small hinges open big doors. Pursue a mentor. Get a mentor in your life. I wouldn't stop with one. I've got about 6 or 7 in my life right now. Number 5. Decision number 5, fight. Fight. Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. Listen, this is a fight. This is a battle for your birthright. This is a battle for the inheritance. Joshua, when he said, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, which meant we're going to enter into the battle for our birthright. We're going to enter into the land flowing with milk and honey. But it's going to be a fight. But here's the good news. He's already won the war. He's already won the war. The victory's ours. So go in with confidence. Yeah, sure, you might get knocked down. But you're not getting knocked out.
Come on, let's go.
I mean, Rocky, amazing. Anytime I can work in, you know, the canon of Rocky, right? Really spices up a message. Now, you know, Rocky IV, that's not a part of the canon of Rocky. We leave that one out. It's false scripture there.
Come on, Rocky.
But what's so, it gets knocked down. Apollo Creed, man, I keep knocking him down, but he gets back up. I keep knocking him down, but he gets back up. We're not quitters. We're not of those who shrink back and are destroyed. For we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. Come on, say, I'm more than a conqueror. Fight. You're going to have to fight. I'm sorry. This ain't no tennis match. Look, I love tennis. We're in a battle for souls.
Yeah.
We're in a battle for our inheritance.
Yeah.
Fight the good fight. Amen. By keeping your eyes on the prize. What's the prize? You're single, you want a spouse? That's a prize. Keep that in the forefront. Keep that. Keep your eyes on the prize. Jesus kept his eyes on the prize for the joy set before him. He endured the cross. Guess what? Look around. We're his prize. You and I. What is the prize of the inheritance? Yes, ultimately, God is the great reward. But David, he took on Goliath for a prize. He took on Goliath for a prize. A wife? No taxes? We somehow think we're godlier than the people in the Bible. David was motivated. I'm going to risk my life to take on this giant. There's a prize to it. It means a wife. It means no taxes for life. Keep your eyes on the prize. It's worth it. Don't give up, for you will reap what you sow. Church, we will reap what we sow. What are you sowing? Number 6, listen. Listen to God's voice. You know, many times God won't have you do it the same way. The story of David, when children of Israel and the Philistines found out he was the king, the Philistines were coming after him. And David acquired of God about the battle and what he should do. And they won. They won the battle. But it's very specific that he went to God. He acquired of God what to do. And then they came back for another battle. But David was wise enough to say, God, what do we do this time? And this time, he had different instructions for him. It wasn't the same. See, this isn't a formula. This isn't a religion. This is a relationship. Yeah, no, Lord, that's how you did it last time, but how are you going to do it this time? It's not a formula. These 7 principles to determine your breakthrough are not, it's not a formula, but they're principles, they're truths, they're ingredients. Listen to God's voice. Listen to God's voice. You know, God created us. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 36. Out of heaven he made thee. Out of heaven he made you to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee. God created us to be able to hear his voice. And every obstacle that was keeping us from hearing his voice has been removed because of Jesus. The cross removes the obstacles. The moment we repent and believe, we can hear. The clouds are lifted. The breakthrough to at least hear God's voice is available to you and me. Man, when you know his voice, when you hear his voice, it strengthens you. It builds your faith. Daniel, in chapter 10, verse 19, when Gabriel came, when the breakthrough had come, on the 21st day, breakthrough happened. 23 years, Mark Molson had a dream and believed. Breakthrough happened. Don Ray, three payrolls away from bankruptcy this year. Here's the word the Lord gives me the first week of the year. I go, Don, this is going to be the greatest year for Augusta Ranch ever. Going to be the, and he's like, yeah, I believe and receive that. But guess what? The battle had come. Understand this about your breakthrough. The devil knows how close you are to your breakthrough. And at that moment will come the greatest attack. Do not give up. Do not let go. Hold on. Hold on to him. Surrender to God. Hold on to his promises. Do not give up. The greatest battle, the greatest storm, it's coming right before the breakthrough. When you feel the heat coming on and the storm, get excited. Get excited. Oh, my breakthrough's coming. The devil's freaking out. He's sending reinforcements. So Gabriel says to Daniel in verse 19, chapter 10, says, and he said, O man greatly beloved. Let me pause there. You are greatly beloved, every one of you in here. Not because of your performance, but because of Jesus' performance. Because of his life. You are greatly loved. As he says this, you're greatly loved. He says, fear not. Now that you know you're greatly loved, because perfect love casts out all fear. Peace be to you. Be strong. Yes, be strong. So when he spoke to me, I was strengthened, Daniel said, and said, let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. There ain't nothing like hearing God's voice. There is nothing like the strength that comes when you hear his voice. And guess what? You go, I'm just not hearing it. Get your Bible out and start speaking it. Start speaking it, because that's what his voice is saying. Every one of those things, that is his voice. Speak it out. Hear it. It will strengthen you. It will strengthen you. Hebrews 10:35 says, do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. Do not throw away your confidence. This is the year of breakthrough. Do not throw it away. Hold on. Hold on. Don't let go of it. Hebrews 10:36. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. You must persevere. Don't quit. Number 7. So, we started Galatians 6. You will reap what you sow. God will not be mocked. If you sow to your sinful nature, which has been buried in baptism, from that nature you will reap. But when you sow to the Spirit, from that you will reap. See, you will reap a harvest of the kind of seed you've sown. You know, many times, and I know a lot of times people don't like this, and I'm even tentative to share it because I know we're streaming. You need a financial breakthrough. God may be asking you to sow a financial gift. I know it's been abused and misused and manipulated, but you just can't get around the promises. It's pressed down, shaking together, running over. Just is what it is. you need friends, you want friends, sow friendliness. And you'll have more friends. You'll get such a harvest of friends, you won't know what to do with them all. You're going to bed tonight and go, man, I got so much to do tomorrow. I don't know how am I going to get it all done. You know what? You got to make a decision before you go to bed. I'm going to spend an extra hour with God if I'm going to have any chance to get it all done. Sow your time. You want your time to multiply? Sow it. You want your gift to be recognized? Your talent, your gifting to be recognized? Sow it. I mean, there have been times that I've wanted to work in an area, and so I just go over to that area and I just start volunteering. Knowing as I sow here, they're going to not be able to afford not having me. Sow. Decision number 7, what are you going to sow? Make a decision. Would you bow your heads? Father, I thank you that you made a decision. From the foundations of the earth, you made a decision that you were going to send your son to rescue us, to save us from our sin. You made a decision that in Christ we were predestined for eternity with you. In Christ we have an inheritance. In Christ we have a purpose. You made that decision. You determined it. You made a decision you would send your son to rescue us. Today, every one of us in this room, you have the decision to receive what he's done on the cross, or you can decide to reject it. Choose to receive. Make a decision to receive. Today. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to break through. Would you pray this with me? Say, Jesus, I surrender my life. Take the wheel. Direct my life. Speak to me. Show me where I should go, what I should do, what I should believe for. Forgive me my sins, my unbelief. Today, I believe in the God of breakthrough. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Bethel Church. If you'd like to connect with us, download our app using the keywords Bethel Chandler or visit us online at BethelChandler.com.